College administrators, along with a St. George public relations firm, are putting out feelers as to how the new institution should be branded, including whether or not to keep Dixie in the school's name. They're finding considerable differences between those who argue that in the larger national context, Dixie smacks too much of intolerance, and traditionalists who insist the term has no connection with Jim Crow and the Deep South. It's hard to say which argument was bolstered more when a statue of two Confederate soldiers was quietly removed from campus earlier this week. What is certain? It will be impossible to please everyone, as was the case when the school dropped the Rebel nickname in 2008. Dixie State College sports teams are now known as the Red Storm. Chris Holmes, UPR News, Cedar City.